B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin. We're going to start two lines from the top of the Amud. Now we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Him. There are four dates in a year that are considered a Rosh Hashanah, a head of a year, a start of a year. And then the Mishnah discussed a whole list, and we're going to see later on in the Daf exactly where the number four comes in. There might be more, there might be less, depending on the opinions. We're going to get back to that. But there was a list on the Mishnah on the base Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara is bringing a brisa of four things that are also a Rosh Hashanah on some level, but not mentioned in our Mishnah. We're first going to discuss what they are, and after the Gemara discusses each one, the Gemara asks, and why is it not in the Mishnah? Tanu Rabbanon Be'echod B'Nisan, on the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. That starts off the new year, not only as in the halachas of that we saw in the Mishnah of Lemalochim and Leragolim. Leragolim, we had a discussion about that, whether it's considered Aleph Nisan or maybe Tezvov Nisan. We saw in the Gemara that it's really the 15th of Nisan, but Be'echod B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lemalochim. That's when they start counting the new year of the king, of the kings, as we discussed. It says the Braisa, L'Chadoshim, to count the months. What's considered the first month of the year? Says the Braisa, Nisan is always the first month of the year. Le'iburin, and Rashi says, and it's apparent in the Gemara, that at this point, the Gemara is going to assume that Ibur means to an extension, similar to a pregnancy is called an Ibur, because one can see an extension, so to speak, on the mother-to-be. So the year also sometimes has an Ibur, sometimes they add an extra month. That month is always an Ador Sheni, a second month of Ador. And the question is, from what point can the Beis Din sit and determine whether the year requires an extra month or not, depending on all sorts of calculations that we're not going to learn over here? But the Beis Din would have to sit and work out these calculations. So the Gemara assumes that when it says here in the Braisa Le'iburin, it means that you're not allowed to, that means that the first time that Beis Din would sit, or were allowed to sit, to determine whether that year was going to have two Adors, is from the beginning of Nisan. Ulatrumas Shkolim, we know that to bring the korbonis of the Tzibur, the public korbonis, those belonging to not to a Yochid, to an individual, but to the whole Klal Yisrael, then they were bought, they were paid for with money that was called Trumas HaShkolim, the Shkolim that was separated from the boxes, which we learned about in Maseches Shkolim, how that worked. But every year they would separate for that year. And from when did that year start? It started on Nisan. That means from the beginning of Nisan, the Korbonis that would be brought from the money of the new separation. Those are the three that the Tanakhama in the Braisa says, V'yesh Oimrim. There's another opinion that says, some say, af l'schiros batim. And so too, if somebody rents a house, and he says he wants to rent a house just for this year, when does this year start and finish? Says the Yesh Oimrim in the Braisa, that if, of course, if he says he wants to rent a house for a year, it's going to be for 12 months. But if he says this year, then it means, according to the Yesh Oimrim, till Nisan. And from Nisan starts next year. Says the Gemara, L'chadoshim minolon. What would be the source that the month of Nisan is considered the first month of the year from a Torah perspective? T'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, this month, Rosh Chadoshim, is the head of the months. Rishen hu lochem, is the first for you, L'chodesh hashanah, of the months of the year. Which month is this? HaChodesh hazeh, which month is this? Let's see what it says in the next Pasuk. Dabru el kol hadas Yisrael, speak to Klal Yisrael, Lemer, and say to them, Be'osor l'chidesh hazeh, on the 10th of this month, V'yikchu lohem ish seh leveis ovis seh labois. Every person should take a sheep, he's going to offer it up as a korban Pesach. So this month, which seems to be the first month of the year, Rosh Chodoshim rishon hu lohem l'chodshei hashanah, this month is the month that the korban Pesach is brought. The Torah doesn't tell us exactly which month that is. We have to determine that. V'hoyo lochem lemishmeres. A few psukim later, it says in the pasuk, V'hoyo lochem lemishmeres, You'll keep, you'll protect, you'll watch the Korban Pesach until the 14th of that month. So these are the psukim talking about Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, whichever this month is, where the Korban Pesach was brought, that's the first month of the year. Uchsiv, and it says elsewhere in another pasuk, Shomer es Chodesh Ha'oviv, you should protect, you should guard, you should watch, you should you should designate the Chodesh Ha'oviv. What's Chodesh Ha'oviv? The word Oviv is the time where the produce gets ripened. So that month where the produce gets ripened, that month is Shomer Vosiso Pesach Lashem Elikecha. That's the month that you do the Korban Pesach. Ki b'Chodesh Ha'oviv Yitziyachu Hashem Elikecha Mitzrayim Laila. Because it was the month of Oviv, that month where the produce ripens, that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim in the night. So what do we see from here? We see that when did we go out of Mitzrayim? That means when did we do the Korban Pesach? In the month that we went out of Mitzrayim. And the month that we assume to be Nisan. And that's the Chodesh Ha'oviv. Chodesh Ha'oviv is Nisan. It's the month of Nisan that most of the produce becomes ripened. So that's in Nisan. And that's the month that they brought the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach is the month that is the Rosh Chodeshim, it's the first month of the year. So that's the source that the first month of the year is the Chodesh Nisan. Eizeh o Chodesh yesh bo Aviv, which is the month where the produce ripens. Avoimer is a Nisan, it's the month of Nisan. We know that. You could go into the fields and you'll see that. V'kori le'rishon. And it's called Rishon in that first pasuk. Chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim Rishon hu lochem lochotshe hashana. So you see from here that Nisan is the first month of the year. Asks the Gemara va'ima iyar. Maybe the Korban Pesach is brought in iyar, and maybe the Chodesh Ha'oviv is in iyar. In iyar is also a month where the produce ripens. Says the Gemara be'ina oviv v'leka. It's a month where most of the produce, there is a little bit of produce that just delays its maturing, its ripening, and therefore they ripen in Iyar. But the general ripening of the produce is in the month of Nisan, not in the month of Iyar, and therefore Iyar could not be called Chodesh Ha'oviv. V'ina Oviv V'leka. V'im Ador, what about the month of Ador? It's also Oviv. The produce starts ripening in the month of Ador. So maybe the month of Ador is Oviv. Maybe month of Adar is the month that you do the Korban Pesach, and the month of Adar will then be the first month of the year. Says the Gemara, no. Be'ina roiv oviv v'leka. We assume that if it says b'chodesh ha'oviv, it means the month where most of it is, that most of the produce gets ripened in that month. And that clearly does not happen in Adar, that happens in Nisan. Says the Gemara, midi roiv oviv k'siv. It doesn't say in the pasuk, B'chodesh roiv ha'oviv. It says B'chodesh ha'oviv, the month where the produce ripens. So maybe it's Adar. So if Adar is the month called Chodesh Aviv, if Adar is the month you bring the Korban Pesach, so maybe Adar is the month that you start counting the months from, not Nisan. And the Gemara leaves that with a question. El Omar of Chizda, if Chizda has to bring a different source that Nisan is the first month of the year. Me'alcha, and we're going to deduce it actually from going to Tishri 6 months later. It says in the pasuk, "Ach b'chamisha osar yoim lachidesh hashvi," the 15th of the seventh month. That means all we know so far is we're talking about the seventh month. "Ba'os b'chem es tvuas ha'aretz," when you gather together the produce of the land, "tachoygu es chag Hashem," then you will have the yom tov for Hashem. "Shivas yomim," 7 days. This is the yom tov we know as Pesach. "B'yom arishin shabosin v'yom hashmini shabosin." So you see from the pasuk that the seventh month of the year is the month called Ba'os Bechem, the month you gather the produce from the field. Eizeh Chodesh yesh be'asifa. Which month is the month that people gather the produce? Have Omer Zeh Tishri. Go into the fields, you'll see it's the month of Tishri. V'kokori le'shvi. And the pasuk says explicitly that this month where you gather the produce is the seventh month. So we see that Tishri is the seventh month. So work backwards and you'll see Nisan must be the first month. And Tosfos already brings out here that it must be that the names of the months and the order of the months was something that they knew from the tradition. That's not the discussion here. They knew that there's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc., the 12 months and the cycle. The question just is, at what point is number one? which month in this yearly cycle is the month number one. So we just determined it must be Nisan because Tishri is the seventh. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Ve'emamar Cheshvan. Maybe Cheshvan, which is also a month where one gathers the produce. So when it says Ba'ospechem, it's talking about Cheshvan, and that's the seventh month. Work backwards and you'll see that Iyar is going to be the first month. And the Mefarshim may discuss that we have a problem with that because we can't run away from the Pesukim we saw before that it has to be Chodesh Ha'oviv. Nisan must also be Chodesh Ha'oviv, and Iyar is not Chodesh Ha'oviv. The Mefarshim discuss that. Answers the Umay Shvi, Shvi Li'Iyar. That's the question of the Gemara. If the Ba'os Bechem is Cheshvan, then and that's the seventh month, the first month is going to be Iyar. Answers the Gemara, Be'ina Osif V'Leka. Cheshvan is not a month that one typically gathers the produce together. And some say that the Gemara could have answered Ba'ina Oviv V'Leka, like we said a moment ago. Some actually say that the Gemara intended to answer that or could have answered that, but the Gemara just prefers to answer using the terms within this Pasuk. We brought proof from Ba'os Bechem, so we say it's not Ba'os Bechem. But even without that, it can't really be, the Ba'os Bechem cannot be Cheshvan, because then the first month is going to be Iyar, and Iyar is not Oviv. Ve'ema Elul, maybe when they start gathering the produce, which is Elul, Umay Shvi, if Elul is the seventh month, then the first month is going to be Shvi, is Le'Adar, is the month of Adar. So maybe the first month of the year is Adar, not Nisan, says the Gemara, no. Ba'ina Roiv Osif V'Leka. When it says Ba'os Bechem, which is the seventh month, it has to be that most of the produce gets gathered in that month, and that's only in Tishri, not in Elul. Asks Gemara, Midi Roiv Osif Ksiv? Maybe not. Maybe even if just part of the produce gets gathered, which is Elul, 7 months earlier will be Adar. You're worried about Osif, we said before. Part of, not Osif, Oviv, you're worried about the ripening of the fruits. Part of the fruits get ripened in Adar, so you don't have any source that Nisan is the beginning of the year. Maybe it's Adar. Elo Omer Ravina. Ravina is now going to give a third try. We try to bring proof from the Psukim of Oviv, then we try to bring proof from the Psukim of Ba'os Bechem, and we don't have proof from there. So Elo Omer Ravina. Ravina says, Dovo Zeh Mitoiras Moshe Rabbeinu Loilo Madnu. You will not find proof from the Chumoshim. Toiras Moshe means Bereishis Shmoitz Vayikra Bamidbar Dvorim. From there you won't find proof. Medivrei Kabbalah lo madnu, but we have Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And from there, which is called Medivrei Kabbalah, we received it from the Nevi'im, from the Ksuvim, and from there we are going to find proof. Now the Gemara is going to bring another 5 different proofs from these, from the Psukim through the Medivrei Kabbalah. So the first one is from a Pasuk in Zechariah. The Pasuk says, Bayoim Esrim Va'arba, the 24th day, Le'ashte Osor Chodesh, to the 11th month, Hu Chodesh Shvat, which is the month of Shvat. So you see clearly that the month of Shvat is the 11th month. Go back and you'll see that the first month must be Nisan. That's one source, a Pasuk in Zechariah. Rabbi Bar Ula Omar, he's going to bring a Pasuk from Megillas Esther. It says in the Pasuk, Vatilokach Esther El HaMelech HaChashverosh, Esther was taken to King HaChashverosh, El Beis Malchusoi, to his palace, B'Chodesh Asiri, in the 10th month, Hu Chodesh Teves, which is the month of Teves, Bishnas Sheva L'Malchusoi. So what do you see from there? Teves is the 10th month. Work backwards and you'll see that Nisan is the first month. Rav Kahana, Omar Rav Kahana brings yet another Pasuk, again in Zechariah, this time in Perek Zayin, not in Perek Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Bishnas Arba L'Daryovish HaMelech. It was the 4th year of Daryovish HaMelech. Hoyo Dvar Hashem El Zechariah, Ba'arba L'Chodesh Hatshi, and Hashem spoke to Zechariah on the 4th of the 9th month, B'Kislev, which was Kislev. If the 9th month is Kislev, work backwards and you'll see the first month is Nisan. Revacha B'Yakov Amar Mehocha, Revacha B'Yakov brings yet another source, and this is again in Megillas Esther, this time in Perek Ches, not in Perek Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikor U'Sofer HaMelech Ba'is Ahi, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, in the 3rd month, Hu Chodesh Sivan, which is the month of Sivan, B'Shloisha V'Esim Boi, etc. So you see clearly that the 3rd month is Sivan. If the 3rd month is Sivan, work backwards, the 1st month is Nisan. Rav Ashi Omar Mehocha. Rav Ashi brings proof from a different pasuk in Megillas Esther in Perek Gimel. It says in the pasuk, "B'chodesh harishoin hu chodesh Nisan b'shnas 12 lamelech Achashverosh hipil pulu agreir lifnei Haman miyom liyom u'michodesh lachodesh nimasar hu chodesh Adar." So it says explicitly that the 12th month is Adar. Work backwards. If the 12th month is Adar, the first month must be Nisan. V'ibayis Eman, others say, Mehacha, from this very same pasuk, you'll have noticed when I read it that the beginning of this very first pasuk says, B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan. It says explicitly, the first month is Nisan. So why do you have to go to the end of the pasuk to say, L'chodesh shneim osa, the 12th month, hu chodesh Adar? It says explicitly, the first month is Nisan. V'kulhu, and all those that did not bring proof from this pasuk, we have an explicit pasuk that says, B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan, they understood, or they held, my tama le'omer mahai, why did they not bring this as a source? Dilma, my rishon, rishonim will say, it could be that when it says, B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan, then what it means is that the first month, it doesn't mean the first month of the cycle of the year, it just means the first month of Haman's calculations and Haman's plan and plot. The first month from that plot, that was the Chodesh Nisan. But you don't see that that's how the year starts. That was just his thing, started then. From the end of the Pasuk, you see, and from all the other Pasukim, we see that they're talking about, that it's clear that in the year, of the year cycle, the Nisan is the first month of the year. And now the Gemara says, okay, we've established the first part of this Braisa we started with, Be'echot b'Nisan Rish Hashanah l'chadoshim, that is the first month of the year. So why did our Mishnah, when it speaks about Arba'a Rosh Hashanim, why didn't it mention also the fact that Aleph B'Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for Chadoshim? Says the Gemara V'Tana Didon, our Tana B'Shanim Kamairi, B'Chadoshim Loi Kamairi. It was talking only about things that were dependent on a year, not on things that were dependent and discussing months. Here, all it is to know what number month it is, but there's no ramifications to the year as to which month it starts. And therefore, it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara Ule Iburin. We saw in the Braisa we started with that the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah Le'Iburim, and as Rashi explained, we assumed what that means is that based in from Nisan, they can already sit and discuss and determine whether that year is going to be a leap year, which means it's going to have a second Adar at the end of the year. Says the Gemara, Le'iburin Nisan Muninon. Can the Beis Din really sit and determine and discuss and make this year into a leap year from Nisan? This contradicts a Braisa Tisefta. V'atani, we learnt in a Braisa, Ein Ma'abrin Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, which is 6 months after the first of Nisan, it's the first of Tishri. Before the first of Tishri, they're not allowed to sit down and determine whether that year is going to be a leap year and tell people, we've decided this year is going to be a leap year, because it's much too far ahead. They might forget that in another 6 months after Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be a leap year. They're going to forget. They'll think it's just a normal year. And if it's just a normal year, then there's only one Adar, not two Adars. V'im Ibrua, and if they did determine that it was a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, which means in the first 6 months of the year between Nisan and Rosh Hashanah, if they did determine then, Eina Mu'uberes, then it's invalid. The year is not considered Mu'uberes. So you see clearly that the first of Nisan is not the time of Iburim. And even after Rosh Hashanah, even after the first of Tishri, they should do it as close to Adar as possible so people will remember. However, Avon Mepnei Adchak, as long as it's not before Rosh Hashanah, if there was a reason, for some reason, they were forced to sit earlier, months before Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi says either they were afraid that they would not be allowed to, the Goyim wouldn't let them get together as a Beis Din, or the Nossi, who needed to be involved with the process of determining whether it was a leap year, they were afraid or he had to go away and would not be available later on in the year. If so, then as long as it's not before Rosh Hashanah, Ma'abri Noisa Achar Rosh Hashanah, then one's allowed to determine the leap year after Rosh Hashanah and let the people know about it, even though it's a little bit too early. But if it's even before Rosh Hashanah, more than 6 months before the end of the year,
then it's invalid. Then, but if it's mipnei atchak, if they've got no choice, then ma'abrin oisa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. Va'af al pikein, ein ma'abrin elo ador, but l'mayis you have to know that the only month which can become an extra month is the month of Adar. So even if they determine early on that this year must be a leap year, however, the month that gets added is a second Adar. So what do we see from all this? That Iburin, that to sit and determine whether it's going to be a leap year, is certainly not from the first of Nisan. So what does it mean in the Braisa? Be'echot b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, ule Iburin. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Nachan, Ba'Yitzchok, Mai Iburin. What does it mean that the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah li Iburim? It doesn't mean to determine whether this year is going to be a leap year. It means Hafsokas Iburin. It means from the first of Nisan, it's now too late to make the year into a leap year. All the while, you haven't yet determined that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's still Adar sometime, even if it's the last day of Adar. You can still say the next month will be a second Adar, and Nisan will only be another month later. But once you've made this Rosh Chodesh into Nisan, then even though afterwards you suddenly realize that according to the calculations, we need this to be a leap year, it's too late. The next year's already started, and the previous year can no longer be turned into a leap year. That's what it means, Ule Iburim, as far as Hafsokas Iburim is concerned. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hein Heidu, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias, they, in the Mishnah in Idias, they testified, and there was a machlekas about this, and therefore it was important for them to testify, that Shema Abrin Hashana Kol Ador, that the whole of the month of Ador, one can still turn the year into a leap year, and add on another Adar. Shehoyu Oimrim, because there were other Chachomim who held Ad HaPurim, that you can only make the year into a leap year till Purim, which is the middle of Adar, the 14th or 15th of Adar, but not after that. So these two Chachomim, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papias, they testified that no, you can make it into a leap year till the end of Adar. And that's what it means here, that till Nisan, till the first of Nisan, and then it's too late. Now the Gemara asks, "My Tama demand Omar Adapurim." Then, what is the reason that for those Chachomim who held that you can only extend the year, you can only determine it's a leap year until Purim? Given the Omar Mar, they explained as follows. They said, "Since we've seen in a number of places in Shas that Shelin Behilchas HaPesach Koydim LePesach Shloishim Yom, the speakers, the Darshanim, they would start speaking about the Halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, which is Purim." And the Darshanim would say, they would come on Purim and say, in 30 days from now is Pesach, let's start learning the many halachas of Pesach. So in people's minds, 30 days later is Pesach. And now, suddenly you're going to, after Purim, when the people are already in the middle of learning Hilchas Pesach, the Shluchei Beis Din, the agents of Beis Din, are going to come and say, Beis Din decided that the next month is not Nisan, it's Adar, and Pesach is going to be not 30 days after that Purim, but it's going to be 60 days after that Purim, they're not going to believe them, they're not going to take them seriously, and also lizilzule b'chometz. So when the real Pesach comes around, they're going to be mezalzel in it, they're going to be eating chometz on Pesach. And therefore, the other Chachomim held that after Purim, from the time that the speakers, the Darshanim, start speaking about Pesach, it's too late to turn the year into a leap year. V'idoch, however, as Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias testified that the other Chachomim did not agree with that, and they did turn the year into a leap year even after Purim, they held that may the idea people know the hashta ma'abarta, the shata, sorry, the shata ma'abarta b'chush b'natalia milsa, that to determine whether a year is a leap year involves complicated calculations, the sovereign people will understand that chush b'nahudulay solik luhu l'rabonon adu idna, that if when the agents of Beis Din come even after Purim and say the next month is not Nisan and Pesach, it's going to be a second Adar, they'll assume that the agents are correct. They won't undermine those agents thinking that they're making a mistake. They'll say, we understand it obviously took this long for the Beis Din, the big Beis Din with the Nasi, to determine it was a leap year. And they'll accept it and they'll put it into their calendar, so to speak, that Pesach is a month later and there's no problem with that. And therefore they held that you can make Pesach, you can make the leap year till the end of Adar, And that's what Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, that that's what Iburin means. And when it says in the Braisa, Be'echod b'nissan is a Rosh Hashanah li'Iburin, it means that you can determine a leap year until you've made and determined that the month is Nisan, and then it's too late. But till the very end of Adar, it's not too late to turn the year into a leap year and say that the next month is Adar, not Nisan. And now the Gemara is asking the big question, V'tana didon, what about our Mishnah? The Mishnah on Daf Beis that mentioned Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, why did the Mishnah not mention that the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for Hafsokas Iburin? V'tana didon bascholo komairi b'hafsokaloi komairi. The Tanna in our Mishnah was talking about where the importance, where the ramification of being a new year is for the new year, not having not being applicable to halacha only of the previous year. Here, as we just explained, the first of Nisan being a Rosh Hashanah is only to tell us that it's now no longer last year and you cannot turn last year into a leap year. A Rosh Hashanah that only makes a difference to last year, not to the new year, was not listed in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. The third thing we saw in the Braisa, Ulatrumas Shkolim, the first of Nisan is the month where they would take the Korbonis, the Korbonis Tzibur would be bought from money that was separated from that year, not from the money separated before Nisan. Ulatrumas Shkolim Minolon. What's the source? Omer Bishaya, Omer Kra, we learn it out from a posuk. The posuk says, "V'niskeim chatzi ahin yeh laparo shlishis ahin la'ayil urviyis ahin la'keves yain zois oilas chodesh bechodshoi lechodshei hashana." And one of these words, chodshei, are superfluous. It doesn't need to say zois oilas. This is the korban oila of the chodesh bechodshoi, the month, every month lechodshei hashana, from the months of the year. One of those words, lechodshei, are there to teach us something. What is that coming to teach us? Omra Torah, the Torah is, so to speak, the Torah is saying to us, Chadesh, there should be a new Chadesh, V'havei Korban mitruma chadasha, and then bring the Korbonis from the new separation of the coins bought with that money, not from the same money as the previous year. But we still don't know which month this is. All we know is that there is a month where it's renewed and the money is, the korbanos are bought from new monies. Which month is it? Well, it doesn't just say oilas chodesh b'chodshei lechodshei, it says lechodshei hashana. This word shana is egzera shava. The gomri shana shana minisan. It says here lechodshei hashana. Tachsivin, it says regarding the month of Nisan in a different pasuk, it says, and we saw this pasuk a little bit earlier on, hachodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lechodshei Hashana. So there, we know there it's talking about the month of Nisan, as we saw before. The first month of the year is Nisan. And since over there it speaks about Shana and referring to Nisan, so too Shana that it says regarding the new Shkolim is also from the month of Nisan. That's when the year of the new, the Korbanos of the new money starts. Asks the Gemara, you're learning Gzeira Shova, Shona, Shkolim, start Nisan. Well, I found the word Shona by Tishri as well. V'ligmar Shona, Shona mitishri. D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Eretz asher Hashem elekecha doyrish oysa tomid, eine Hashem elekecha bo mireishis ha-shona ad achris shona. And over there, it's talking about the month of Tishri. Mireishis ha-shona. Answers the Gemara, Donin shonosh yesh imo chadoshim, mishonosh yesh imo chadoshim. Vein donin shonosh yesh imo chadoshim, mishonosh ein imo chadoshim. If you look at the pasuk by the shkolim, what does it say there? Lechodshei hashono. It mentions shono, but with shono, the months, the chodesh is also mentioned. Take the pasuk of Nisan also. Hachodesh hazeh lochem, roish chadoshim, rishen hu lechodshei hashono. Again, it speaks about the year in context of months. However, the pasuk of in Tishri, it just says Meireishis Shana Hashana Avad Achris Shana. It just mentions the Shana. It doesn't mention the year in context to months. And therefore, we prefer to learn Gzera Shava Shana Shana year when they're both in context to months and not from a Shana which is not in context to the months. And therefore, we learn that the first month of the Shkolim is Nisan. Omer Vyuda Mashmuel. Korbonis Tzibur, the Korbonis of the community of the Tzibur, Haboin Be'echod B'Nisan, that start being brought from the first of Nisan, Mitzvah lahavi min achadosh is a mitzvah to bring it from the coins that would be newly separated. Vimhevi min ayoshon, if however you brought the korbonis from the coins of the previous year, yotza, you are still yotza. Elo shechiser mitzvah, there's something lacking in the mitzvah. It's not the most preferred way of doing the mitzvah. You should have used the new coins. Tanina mihochi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Korbonis tzibur aboin be'echot benisan, mitzvah lahavi min achadosh, vimhevi min ayoshon, yotza elo shechiser mitzvah. V'yochid sheis nadiv mishaloi, if a private person donates money on his own for the new korbonis, ksherim it's kosher, ubilvad, however, sheyimserim letzibur. It's very important, since these are korbonis tzibur, not korbonis yochid, the money must belong to the tzibur. So it has to be that he's totally given it over with a full heart. He's given it over to the tzibur. He's turned this donation into a donation that now belongs to the tzibur. And then you can use that money for the korbonis tzibur. Says the Gemara Pshita. It goes without saying. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, no. I may have thought there's an issue with this. Ma'odutema, I may have thought, leichesh, we have to be afraid, shema, lo yimsram le tzibur yofi yofi. He's not going to give over the money to the tzibur with a good heart, with a full heart. Komash malon, that's what the Braisa tells us. No. It's, we can rely on it, and if he gives it over to the tzibur, he's given it with a good heart, and you can buy korbonis b'dieved from that money. And now the Gemara is saying, as we've asked a few times already, why does the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph mention Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim and doesn't mention that Aleph B'Nisan is Rosh Chodoshim, is a Rosh Hashanah for Chumas Shkolim that we just learnt about? Says the Gemara, Kivin Dektoni Imhevi Yotza Leipsikale. All the other Rosh Hashanahs mentioned in the Mishnah are definite and completely certain. This is the first of the Rosh, this is the beginning of the year, regarding whichever halachas we're talking about, and that's completely binding. Here we just saw now that the first of the beginning of the year for the money of the Korbonis Tzibur, the first of Nisan, it's only Lekatchila. But if you didn't use those coins, you used last year's coins, b'dieved, it's okay. If so, it's not such a definite Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, the final statement of the Braisa we started with at the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Oimrim, some say, Afles Chirus Batim, the first of Nisan also marks the beginning of a year regarding the rental of homes. Ton Rabbonon, we learnt in a Braisa, Hamaskir Bais Lechaveiro Ilushono. If a person rents a home from somebody, and in the contract he writes, I'm renting this for a year. Moinesh Neimasa Chodesh, Miyem Liyem, you count from day to day, 12 months. The date you started is the date you finished. Vim Omar Lushanazu. But if he says, I want to rent this house this year, doesn't say for a year, this year, Afilu Le Omad Elo Be'echot Ba'Adar, even if the rental started on the first of Adar, and that means till the end of the year, which we said, Leschiras Batim, is Nisan, is only 1 month. That's it. This year finishes the first of Nisan. Kivin Shegia Yemechot B'Nisan, as soon as the first of Nisan arrives, also Le Shono, this year is over. Afilu leman de Omar, even according to the opinion that says, Yoim echod b'shono choshu shono, we saw this already on Daf Beis, there is a concept that a single day in a year is considered like a whole year. Over here it's not a day. You can't say, be standing on the last day of Adar and say, I want to rent this house this year, and then the person who's renting in the house says, the next day says, that's it, it's over. It's Aleph Nisan. That not. Why? Shani Hoch, over here, it's self-understood and taken for granted. De lo torach inish, a person would not go to the bother of lemegar beisa, to rent a house, lebosor mitloisin yomin, for less than 30 days. So if he says this year, it must be at least 30 days. But if it's from the beginning of Adar, you have 30 days in Adar, that is enough. And the first of Nisan, according to this opinion, the Yesh Oimrim, leschirus batim, starts a new year. According to those who argue with the Yesh Oimrim, they'll say that it doesn't matter when you rent the house, it's always a whole 12 months. Asks the Gemara, Ve'eima Tishri, what tells you, why should it be that way, that the first of Nisan is the beginning of a year for the rental of homes? Maybe it's the first of Tishri, and then we'll say that if somebody rents a house from the first of Elul, then you've got your 30 days. So answers the Gemara, no. Because if somebody rents a house at the beginning of Elul, it's already the winter setting in. And a person doesn't want to be out of his house for winter. When a person rents a house just at the beginning of winter, he wants to stay in there until the end of winter. stam. We take it for granted that ki ogar inish besa, when a person rents a house, l'kulu yimayis hageshomim, then he wants to stay in that house for the entire winter days. Ogar, he rents it for the entire winter, which is until Nisan. V'tana kama de braisa. Now, why did the Tana kama of the braisa, v'tana didon, and the Tana in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, why did they not say that the first of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for Shchiras Batim, when for renting homes? Because the Nisan Nami Mishkach Shchiach Kitri, because they said that even in Nisan, the clouds, it's still, these clouds are still around, and therefore if a person rented it in Adar, we assume that he didn't just want it for the month, we assumed he wanted it even in Nisan. So, and therefore there's no reason, the same way as Tishri is taken for granted, is not a cutting off point, so too Nisan is not a cut off point, and therefore they hold that there's no Rosh Hashanah for Schiras Batim, it's just 12 months from whenever you start the rental. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going back to our Mishnah on Daf Beis. Be'echot be'elul Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning, be'echot be'arbo Rosh Hashanim heim be'echot be'nisan Rosh Hashanah le'melochim u'le'regolim. We first discussed the melochim at length, and then at even greater length, the regolim, regarding Baal Ta'achir, all the halachas of delaying korbonis, the mitzvah, the aveira, when it starts, finishes, etc. And now the next statement in the Mishnah, Be'echot Be'elul, the next Rosh Hashanah is the first of Elul. It's Rosh Hashanah L'maiser Behema. There's a halacha that one has to take the firstborns of the kosher animals, then, not the first one, sorry, that's Bechor. Maisa means that we, after all the sheep, after the sheep of that year are born, or part of the sheep are born, they then have to take Maisa. You put all the sheep to go, or the animals, should all go through a small entrance that only one sheep can go through at a time. Every tenth sheep that walks through, you put some paint on its back and you say, this is a Maisa, this is the tenth one. And afterwards you collect all those sheep that have these red marks that are called Maisa Behema, and they have all the halachas of Maisa Behema, which is discussed in other places in Shas. Says the Gemara, Be'echot be'elul Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema. Mani, which opinion is this? Reb Meir, this is only the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Meir, of the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Reb Meir Oimir, Be'echot be'elul Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema. So that's what it says in the Braisa. So now the Gemara is going to have a challenge. Because what do we see here now? Be'echot be'elul Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema. Who argued in the Mishnah itself, on Daf Beis? Rebbe Elazar v'Reb Shimon Oimrim be'echot b'tishri. They say the first of Tishri is Rosh Hashanah for Maisa behema, not the first of Elul. The question is that the anonymous opinion of the beginning of the Mishnah, that be'echot be'elul Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema, who is that? That's Reb Meir. And now we're going to have a challenge. Says the Gemara, that when it says first, Arbo Rosh Hashanim heim be'echot b'nisan Rosh Hashanah le'melochim u'le'regolim, this, the fact that the first of Nisan is considered a Rosh Hashanah le'regolim, which is also an anonymous statement, it doesn't say who held that way. But we've learned on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, we learned that there's actually a number of opinions as to how Baal Ta'achir works. And we saw that only according to Reb Shimon, the three Yomim Tovim of Baal Ta'achir have to go in order, and Aleph B'Nisan, which the Gemara said is actually refers to the 15th of Nisan, which is the Regel itself, and that 15th of Nisan is the first of three, and it has to be in that sequence. So you're only going to transgress the Aveira of having delayed bringing a Korban, not when any three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot have passed, but only when they've passed in that order, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So if somebody became chayev to bring a korban only after Pesach, he will only have transgressed Baal Ta'achir a year and a half later, when he's again come round Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So when it says that Be'echot B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Regolim, which opinion is that? It's Reb Shimon. And Reb Meir on Daf Dalet Amud Beis actually says no. He holds Bechlal that it's not three Yom Tovim, it's any one Yom Tov. He brings a proof from the Pasuk, Uvasa Shama Vavesem Shama. So the Gemara is now saying that the anonymous statement that Be'echot Ba'elul is Reish Hashanah for Maisa Behema, that's Reb Meir, as we saw in the Braisa. L'regolim, the anonymous statement in the Mishnah Mani, who is that? Reb Shimon, he, as we saw in Daf Daled Amud Beis. Now we're going to have a problem. Eima Sefer, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Oim, Be'echod B'tishri. Some leave out this line, it's not really necessary. Let's read the words, and then we'll explain what the Gemara means to ask. That Eima Sefer. So if you go back to the Mishnah, first it says, Be'echod B'nissan L'regolim. Then it says, Be'echod B'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. And then it says that regarding Maisa Behema, then there's an opinion that argues, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Oimrim, Be'echod B'tishri, not Be'echod B'elul. So what we've got now is that the first opinion is the first, that there's a Reb Shimon mentioned, and then a Reb Meir mentioned, and then a Reb Elazar Reb Shimon mentioned. And what's the problem with that? Reisha V'Sefer Reb Shimon, the first statement regarding Regolim is Reb Shimon. The next statement, the anonymous statement that Maisa Behema is Aleph Be'elul is Reb Meir. And then back to Reb Shimon, who argues with Reb Meir regarding Maisa Behema. And the Rishonim discuss that what the Gemara means to ask is that when you have an anonymous opinion in a Mishnah, the anonymous opinion would be one opinion. So either decide that the anonymous opinion in the Mishnah is Reb Meir, and if so, when he says that Be'echod B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, you should have said Divrei Reb Shimon. Or decide that Reb Shimon is the anonymous opinion, and then when it says Be'echod Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema, say Divrei Reb Meir. But don't have two anonymous statements being two different people. That's how the Rashba, the Ritva, explained the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says it's actually the same opinion. Rebbe, it's Rebbe, the one who compiled the Mishnayos. V'nosiv lo aliba de Tanoi. And he brought all the Tanoim, and he held sometimes like one Tana, sometimes like a different Tana. Beregolim, regarding Rosh Hashanah L'regolim, regarding Balta Achir, Sovar Lokor Reb Shimon, he held like Reb Shimon. Ubamaisa Behema, and regarding Maisa Behema, Sovar Lokor Reb Meir. And now the Gemara is asking an interesting question. Ihochi, if so, now we have a problem. Arba, the Mishnah says that there's four Rosh Hashanahs. Chamisha Hava, there's five. And let's go back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and try and see what, and just recap what's going on there. The Mishnah said that there's a Aleph B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim. Then we have, that's right. Then you had L'Regolim, which the Gemara said was not really Aleph B'Nissan, it's actually the 15th of Nissan. And as we said later on in the Gemara, we've already learned about it, that it means that the month, Aleph B'Nissan is the beginning of the month, that the Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, the first Yom Tov, is in it, being Pesach, which is the 15th of the month. That's another Rosh Hashanah. And then you've got Maisa Behema being the first of Elul, which is another Rosh Hashanah, only according to Reb Meir. And then we had, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, that Aleph Tishri is for Maisa Behema, not Aleph Elul. And then we had Aleph Tishri, besides for according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon being a Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema, it's also a Rosh Hashanah, according to everybody, for a whole list of things, Lishonim, Lishmitim, Liyevlois, Linatio, Liyarokis, which we're still going to learn about. And then, the end of the Mishnah, we had Aleph Shvat being a Rosh Hashanah, the first of Shvat being Rosh Hashanah, Lilonois, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, we had the 15th of Shvat. Now, if this Mishnah, according to Reb Shimon, let's take just Reb Shimon. If it's just Reb Shimon, we have four Rosh Hashanahs. Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim according to everybody. The 15th of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim only according to Reb Shimon, not to Reb Meir. Aleph Be'elul is only a Rosh Hashanah according to Reb Meir, not according to Reb Shimon. So either way, so far Reb Meir and Reb Shimon each have two Rosh Hashanahs. And then Aleph B'Tishri is a Rosh Hashanah for everybody. It's true that according to Reb Meir, it's not for Maisa Behema, but it is for all the other things. So Aleph Tishri is definitely one of the Rosh Hashanahs. And then you've got Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, which is either the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat, depending on a Machlokes B'Shammai and B'Hillel. So you have, whichever way you hold it, you have four Rosh Hashanahs. And that's what the Mishnah says, Arba Rosh Hashanim, even though the Mishnah itself reckons more than four dates. However, there's every one opinion holds of four Rosh Hashanim. But if you say that the Mishnah is actually Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that also Aleph Nisan, which everybody holds, also the 15th of Nisan like Reb Shimon, also the first of Elul Maisa Behema like Reb Meir, Also the first of Tishri for all the other things in Tishri, Lashonim, Lashmitim, Ulyevlois, and also Shvat, which is Le'ilonois, then you, according to Rebbe, you now have five Rosh Hashanim Haim, not four Rosh Hashanim Haim. And that's what the Gemara is asking here. Chamisha Hava. So we're going to have two answers. Omar Rava. Rava answers as follows. Arba Ledivrei Hakoilhu. He says, Rebbe says as follows. I personally hold there's five Rosh Hashanahs, but any opinion, any specific opinion agrees with me on at least four of them. It means Reb Meir will agree with me on four of them, and Reb Shimon will agree with me on four of them. Reb Meir Arba Dal Ragolim. According to Reb Meir, there's four because he doesn't have the Rosh Hashanah L'Ragolim. He holds that as far as Baal Ta'achir, Nisan isn't the 15th of Nisan is not a Rosh Hashanah. L'Reb Shimon Arba Dal Ma'aseh Behemah. According to Reb Shimon, he says that for Ma'aseh Behemah is, like we saw in the Mishnah, Belozen Reb Shimon hold that Ma'aseh Behemah is the first of Tishri, not the first of Elul. So Rebbe is saying that any particular opinion, and Rishonim discussed this, but now we're speaking exclusively about Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, both of them hold of four of the five that I, Rebbe, hold of. Rav Nachman Beitzchok's got a different answer. Arba Chadoshim Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanim. The four is not the four dates that are considered Rosh Hashanah, it's 4 months. You've got Nisan, which has the 1st of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan. You have Elul, you have Tishri, and you have Shvat. Tishri, according to some, you have Elul, because we said it's only according to Reb Meir, but you have, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah mentions four Rosh Hashanim. 4 months that were within those months are all the Rosh Hashanahs. That was the Rav Nachman Beitzchok's answer to the Mishnah. Uvahen kama Rosh Hashanim. Maisi, we're going to ask a question on this. B'shisha osor b'nisan. It's another Braisa. The Braisa says that on the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah l'Omer. That is when the Korban Omer was brought. And that was from that time on, one was allowed to eat the new produce, the new flour that was made. It's called Chodosh. Chodosh became Mutter on the 16th of Nisan. Shisha b'Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan, Rosh Hashanah l'Shtei Alechem. That's when they brought the korban. It was called Shtei Alechem because of the two breads that accompanied it. And from that day, it was the beginning of a new year that to bring the korban mincha that had flour in it, that flour was not allowed to be used from new produce until the Shtei Alechem was brought on Shavuos. So even though one was allowed to use the new flour, the chodosh, from the 16th of Nisan, but not for korbanos. For korbanos only from Shavuos, the 6th of Sivan. That's what it says in a braisa. So now, according to Rava that we just said now, Rava says that we don't look at months. We look at days. How many Rosh Hashanahs are there? As Rava explained, according to Reb Meir, there's four Rosh Hashanahs. According to Reb Shimon, there's five Rosh Hashanahs. According to Rava, once you have this braisa, listen to Shisha. Why don't you mention another two Rosh Hashanahs? Should mention that there's another date in Nisan, besides for the 1st of Nisan being a Rosh Hashanah l'Melochim, and the 15th of Nisan, according to Reb Shimon, being a Rosh Hashanah l'Ragolim. You should say that the 16th of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'Omer, for the new produce. And then the 6th of Sivan is a Rosh Hashanah for Chodosh, for the Menochis, for Shtei Alechem. And Rav Nachman Bayitzchok just explained that when it says in the Mishnah 4, it means there's 4 months within which you have all the Rosh Hashanahs, then we're not going to add in the 16th of Nisan, because the month of Nisan is already there. But we're going to add in the month of Sivan. So Lishni Chamisho, the Mishnah should say there's five, and bring the Shtei Alechem in the Mishnah. Omer, so we're going to have three answers to this. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, Kikha Choshev, when the Mishnah brings Rosh Hashanahs, it only brings Midi Dechayel Me'urta, a type of Rosh Hashanah that starts in the evening. As the onset of the day, it's already a Rosh Hashanah. L'melochim, l'ragolim, whenever it is. All the things in the Mishnah start at the beginning of the day. Midi d'loi chayel me'urta, but loi kachoshiv, but these things here, the new year for the new produce, when does the new produce become mutter? only on the 16th of Sivan once the Korban Omer is brought, and only 16th of Nisan, sorry, and only on the 6th of Sivan once the Shtei Alechem is brought. When are these Korbanos brought? Not in the night. They're brought only in the next morning after the Korban Tomid. So you haven't got, it doesn't start, this Rosh Hashanah for the Chodosh, for the flour, for the produce, doesn't start at night. It starts sometime in the middle of the day. Those types of Rosh Hashanahs our Mishnah didn't mention. Asks the Gemara, no, really not? Well, what's with the regolim? Regolim means that, as we said, according to Reb Shimon, that if you are chayv to bring a korban, then when have you transgressed the aveira of delaying once three yomim tovim have passed? When did the yomim tovim start? Pesach. When does that yom tov of Pesach start regarding the concept of not bringing the korban as you chayv to bring? It actually starts in the day, when you can bring korbanos. The night of Pesach, you don't bring korbanos at night at all. So the night of Pesach is not a concept of korbanos, so the three yomim tovim that are going to spark the deadline when you have to bring the korbanos doesn't start at the night, it starts in the day. And you do bring them. Answers the Gemara, no. Because the Yomim Tovim, it's not about when you start needing to bring the korban. You started, you were chayiv to bring the korban as soon as you committed yourself to bring the korban. The three, the regolim that Reb Shimon mentions and the regolim mentioned in the Mishnah just means that once three Yomim Tovim have passed, the end of the three Yomim Tovim, you've transgressed the Aveira of Baal Ta'achir. But when you chayiv to start bringing the korban, that's not the beginning, the on Yom Tov. You chayiv even before Yom Tov. Since you were supposed to bring your chayiv to bring the korban even before the Yom Tov, that's when the chiyuv started. The chiyuv didn't start. The Rosh Hashanah itself didn't start on the Nisan, on the 15th of Nisan, on Pesach. On Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah, means that the cycle of Yomim Tovim that are going to spark the deadline at the end of them, when you reach the end of Sukkot, that started on Pesach. But it's not as if there's a chiyuv that started in the day of Pesach in contrast to the night of Pesach. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, so the regolim is not a question. But there's another thing you mentioned in the Mishnah that does seem to be starting in the middle and not at the beginning of the day. V'hari yoivlos. What about yoivlos? We mentioned in the Mishnah that one of the Rosh Hashanahs is yoivl. And it happens to be the Mishnah mentions it regarding the first of Tishri. And it's going to be very contrast to what we're about to read. And the Mefarshim discussed that. Tosfos already says it's a tema. We don't need to discuss it at length. But the concept of Yovel, whichever way you hold it, what happens, what marks, what sparks the Yovel? Deloi chayli mi'urta. What makes the Kedushas Yom Tov, the Kedusha of the year, sorry, of Yovel, when they blow the shofar on Yom Kippur? You don't blow the shofar on Yom Kippur at night, you blow it in the day. So you see that Yovelos is considered one of the Rosh Hashanahs, and Yovelos is dependent on a shofar that you blow in the day. It's brought in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, no. Our Mishnah is a different opinion. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechonon ben Barukahi, the Omar, and we're going to learn about this more on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechonon ben Barukahi holds that it's true that everybody agrees, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, that the shofar of Yovel is blown on Yom Kippur. But when does the Kedusha, when does the Yovel start? Mirish Chodesh Chayel Yovel. Mirish Hashanah Chayel Yovel. From Rosh Hashanah, it's already Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, from the onset of Rosh Hashanah, as it indeed says in our Mishnah, Be'echot B'tishri, is Rosh Hashanah Le Yovelos. That is not dependent on the shofar that you blow on Yom Kippur, and it starts in the evening, and therefore it's in sync with what we said before, with what Rav Papa said. So that was Rav Papa's answer. Rav Papa says then our Mishnah did not mention the Omer and Shtei Alechem is because Omer and Shtei Alechem start in the middle of the day, not at the beginning of the night. Rav Shisha Breder of Idioma, he gives a different answer. Kika Choshev, the things that our Mishnah mentioned is only Midi Deloi Toli B'maisa, only something that's not dependent on doing something. The day sets in. As the day starts, it's already happened. The Rosh Hashanah happens on its own. Midi de Toli B'maisa, however, when it comes to Shtei Alechem and the Omer, let's say that, not like Rav Papa, let's say that the fact that it's in the middle of the day is okay. Let's say that's not the problem. But it doesn't happen on its own. it has to be made happen by bringing a korban. You bring the korban oimer on the 16th of Nisan. You bring the shtei alechem on the 6th of Sivan. If it's dependent on a maisa, like a choshev, that's not the type of Rosh Hashanahs that our Mishnah is mentioning. Ask the Gemara. V'harei regolim. Let's now again ask from the regolim, from the Baal Ta'achir. Midi d'toli b'maisa. V'kachoshev. What's it dependent on? And again, we assume that Baal Ta'achir is dependent on being able to bring the korbanis on Yom Tov. And when can you bring the korbanis on that first Yom Tov? Only after the korban tomid is brought. So it's dependent on a korban tomid. So how can you bring regolim and say that you don't want to bring the shtei alechem and the oimer? Answers the Gemara, Baal Ta'achir, memeila chayil, as we said before, that it's the same answer as we said before, that the Baal Ta'achir is dependent on the yomim toivim, not on when you're chayiv and when you can bring the korban. It's three yomim toivim that mark regolim, which is learnt out from psukim, that when these three yomim toivim are passed, then you've transgressed your avera. The Baal Ta'achir, when does this Yom Tov start? As soon as the Pesach starts, when Pesach comes in, you don't need to do anything for that. Asks the Gemara Vare Yovlois. Again, we're going to ask the same question from Yovel. It's dependent on blowing the shofar, as we said before. And again, the Gemara answers Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Bichon ben Barakahi, who says that it's the first of Tishri that is Rosh Hashanah LeYovlois. Again, we're going to discuss this on the Ches Amud Beis, and therefore, it happens on its own when Rosh Hashanah comes in. The third answer of Ashi, we saw of Papa, we saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, we saw of Shisha b'Reid Rav Idi, and now we're going to see Rav Ashi Omar, that Arba Rosh Hashanim, Hein Shehein Arba Rosh Echadoshim. What's unique with our Mishnah is that there's four Rosh Hashanahs that are all Rosh Chodesh, they're all the first of the month. You've got Aleph B'Nisan, Lemelochim, Aleph B'Elul, Maisa Bahema, Aleph B'Tishri, which is Lashonim, L'Yevlis, L'Shmitim, etc. And then you've got Aleph Shvat, which is Le'ilonis. So we only mention the Rosh Hashanahs. So it's true, the Mishnah brings some other opinion to argue, but the four Rosh Hashanahs mentioned are that there's four Rosh Hashanahs that are on the first of the month. Asks the Gemara, Be'echod b'Shvat k'be'shamay, does that mean that when it says Arba Rosh Hashanim, the opening statement of the Mishnah that there's four is assuming the opinion of Beis Shammai? Because according to Beis Hillel, you've got three. You could have three, even though Aleph Be'elul is Machloikas Rab Meir and Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon, but at least according to Beis Hillel, you've got Aleph Elul, you've also got Aleph Tishri, you've got Aleph Nisan, but the Aleph Shvat is only according to Beis Shammai. The Mishnah is going to anonymously open up its statement by saying there's four Rosh Hashanahs and Rosh Chodesh when the fourth one is only according to Beis Shammai. Answers the Gemara Hochakoma. What the Mishnah meant to say is that Shloisha L'Divrei HaKol. There's three Rosh Hashanahs which could be all even according to Beis Hillel. But Be'echod B'Shvat, however, the fourth one is Machleikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is indeed dependent on a Machleikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and only Beis Shammai holds of the fourth one and not Beis Hillel. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.